Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 19th. These are today's vital statistics. Eileen Catherine Hegg Eberly, 95, of Lone Rock, died August 8th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow, August 20th, at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, immediately followed by a luncheon at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green from 12 noon until 2 p.m., with burial at 2:30 p.m. in the St. Killian's Cemetery. Visitation began at 4 p.m. today and concludes at 7 p.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, and again tomorrow from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass. Eileen Catherine Hegg Eberly, 95, of Lone Rock. Isabel M. Reimer, 91, of Loganville, died Sunday morning, August 16th, at the Senior Life Center in Reedsburg. Funeral services will be conducted at 11:30 a.m., Friday, August 21st, at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Interment will be in St. Peter's Cemetery. There will be a visitation Friday morning from 9:30 a.m. until 11:15 a.m. at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Peter's Lutheran Church would be appreciated. The Farber Funeral Home is serving the family. Isabel M. Reimer, 91, of Loganville. Gary Lee Hagar, 79, of Madison, formerly of Avoca, died Thursday, June 18th, at Sage Meadows in Middleton. A celebration of life will be held Friday, August 21st, at 1:30 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Visitation will be held Friday, August 21st, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 12:30 p.m. until the time of service at 1:30 p.m. Military rites will be provided. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Gary Lee Hagar, 79, of Madison, formerly of Avoca. Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca, died August 13th. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 21st at 1 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Avoca. Burial will follow in St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery with military graveside rites to be conducted by the Avoca American Legion, Post 335. Visitation will be held in St. Joseph's Catholic Church Friday, August 21st from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass at 1 p.m. Memorials may be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca. Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday, July 29th. A visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Military rites will be held at 1 o'clock. A celebration of life lunch will follow at Turbo's. A private family burial will be held in the West Fork Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center. Albert Anthony Grell, Jr., 91, of Gotham, died Friday, August 14th, at home. Funeral services will be held Sunday, August 23rd, at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow at the Bear Valley Cemetery, with military rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Sunday, August 23rd, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 12 noon until the time of service at 1 p.m. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Albert Anthony Grell, Jr., 91, of Gotham. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly July 27th in North Carolina. A celebration of life party will be held August 23rd at the Lone Rock Community Center from noon until 4 p.m. Please wear your favorite Badger or Packer clothing and bring all your happy memories of Kevin to share. No tears, no sad faces. Kevin's family would like to remind you that if you or someone you know is struggling and needs someone to talk to, please call 988, Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point, died May 31st. A celebration of life is planned for Sunday, August 23rd, from noon until 4 p.m. at the old Avoca High School. Gorgon Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting with arrangements. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point. Edward L. Nottigall, Jr., 89, of Blue River, died August 17th at SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Monday, August 24th at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow at the Czech National Cemetery with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Monday, August 24th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 12 noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Edward L. Nottigall, Jr., 89, of Blue River. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello, died Sunday, August 9th. A family graveside service will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Rockbridge Cemetery, with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 30th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. at the Gray Drake in Portage. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello. Shauna Alexander, 71, of Richland Center, died suddenly Monday, August 17th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Shauna Alexander, 71, of Richland Center. This concludes today's Vital Statistics.